sweetest friends, this share should be a special source for Avi Mori Sheyichya. He should have Rafu Shleima. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Rambam Hilchas Malachim. We are on Perek Tes Halacha Dalid, where the Rambam tells us that a Ben Noach is a Chayav in the following cases. Ben Noach Shaharag Nefesh, Afilu Ubra Mimeimo Narag Allah. Ben Noach who killed somebody, even a fetus in the mother's womb, he is killed for it. Chenim Harag Tshrefa, and so too if he killed a Tshrefa, or a Kapso Venasna Lefnei Hari, or a Tshrefa is somebody who's going to die soon. If he killed somebody who's going to die soon, or if he took somebody, tied him up in front of a lion, and the lion ate the person up. O Shenicha Barah Vachemes, or he let him starve, tied him up and let him starve. So Ho'el Vehemis Mikol Machom Ne'erag. Since he killed, he's killed. V'cheinim harag rodev shiochol atzil bechad me'varav ne'erag olav. Mashen ken b'Yisrael. And so too, if he killed a rodev, and he could have saved himself from this rodev who was threatening him by merely injuring him in one of his limbs, and instead he killed him, he is ne'erag olav. Mashen ken b'Yisrael. In all these cases, a Yisrael is not killed. So you have that a Ben Noach is considered a murderer for a fetus, for a trefa, for killing a person who's going to die soon, for killing, tying somebody up in front of a lion, leaving somebody to die of hunger, tying him up and leading him to die of hunger. So since he killed in these ways, he's chayev, and so too, if he killed a rodev, who he could have saved himself otherwise by not killing him, and he nevertheless killed him, he is chayev. Masha'en can be Yisrael. So the kasha is, and this kasha is asked by the Merkabas HaMishnah here in the name of the Batei Kahuna, and the Rashash Ala Rambam, and the Aruch Lanerun and Zayin Amid Beis, that in the Sugya of the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf and Zayin Amid Aleph, it says that we know there's Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and the Gemara said, talks about Kayotze Bos, that there are also similar cases, not exactly those Sheva Mitzvahs, but Kayotze Bos, similar cases. And it says that we have a kiyotze bo by gezel, but not by shvichus damim. And Abaye says that if you hold of Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, then you have a kiyotze bo. Because Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul holds that a rodev was running after his friend to kill him, and he could have saved himself by injuring this rodev in one of his limbs, and instead he killed him, he is killed. So b'chai gavna, such a case is a kiyotze bo, is similar to shvichus damim, and for that a ben Noach is chayav misa. So the question is, why only in that case? We have the cases that the Rambam writes, that a Yisrael is pater, but a ben Noach would be chayav. We have the case of the Ubar, and we have the case of the Trefa, and tying the person up. So why only the case of the Rodev? Why is that the only Kiyotze Bo? We have all the cases of the Rambam. And it's called Kiyotze Bo because it's not Mamash Fichus Damim, because the Yisrael is Pater. So why is that not mentioned by the Gemara? That would also be, these would be great kiyotzebo, similar to Ritzicha. It's not mamish Ritzicha, because the Yisrael is pater, but it's similar to Ritzicha. Ubifrat, the din of Rav Yonasan ben Shaul is a machlokes, as Rashi says, because the rabbis hold that you're pater, the rabbis argue with him. So why don't we bring a kiyotzebo lekule alma? We should bring a kiyotzebo lekule alma and say these cases where everyone seemed to agree. Not only that, but the Braisa doesn't say a Kiyotze Bo. We have a Braisa of Kiyotze Bo by Gezel, but not by Shvichus Damin. So it must be because it doesn't hold like Rabbi Yonasan bar Shaul ben Shaul, that the Kiyotze Bo is the case of the Rodev. And therefore we don't have a Kiyotze Bo. So it would seem to emerge from the Gemara that we don't b'chal have a kiyotze bo for shvichus damim. But according to the Rambam, we do. So why doesn't the Braisa mention these cases? We should have a Braisa mentioning these cases. So the first kash is, how can the Gemara say that the only kiyotze bo is the Rodev case? It's not only the Rodev case. We have similar to Ritzicha, where Yisrael's Pater Bet Ben Noach is Chayef, and all the other cases the Rambam mentions. Not only the Rodev case, and Ubar, etc., tying him up. Why does the Gemara only bring down Yonas and Ben Shaul? Yonas and Ben Shaul doesn't agree with the Chachamim. To say something that's the Kulei Alma. Not only that, but the Mashmos is that there is no other Kiyotze Bos, because all the Gemara brings is Yonas and Ben Shaul. There's no Braisa telling us that we have these Kiyotze Bos. So why does the Gemara only mention the case of the Rodef, mention these cases? And the Mashmos of the Gemara is the Braisa doesn't mention any of these cases, so it's mashmah that there are no such cases. There are no Kiyotzevos, there are no similar to Ritzichas where only a Ben Noach is Chayav and Yisrael is not. All you have is when Yonas and Ben Shaul says, but what about the Rambam? So how does the Rambam fit with the Gemara? So it must be that the reason it's not considered kiyotze bo is because by a Ben Noach it's mamish considered ritzicha, and therefore it's not similar to ritzicha, but all these cases are mamish ritzicha, like the Gemara there says about pachas mishava pruta. The Gemara says that if somebody steals a pachas mishava pruta by a Ben Noach, it's mamish gzela, it's not called kiyotze bo. But this is very difficult to understand. So if those cases are mamish ritzicha, then rodev sheyachol atzilo, so why is that, yes, considered kiyotze bo? Why are our cases considered mamish ritzicha and the rodev case is only similar to ritzicha? What's the difference? I would say the opposite. That ritzicha, that Rodev is a heter, that you're allowed to kill the Rodev, but if you don't have to kill the Rodev, then it's mamish ritzicha. So that should not be kiyotze bo. That's mamish ritzicha. But our cases are not mamish ritzicha, but it's kiyotze bo, it's similar to ritzicha. But it would seem no. The reason maybe the Gemara doesn't mention it is because it's not kiyotze bo, because it's ritzicha mamish. But if our cases are Ritzicha Mamish, then the Rodev case is certainly Ritzicha Mamish. Because he's no heter to kill him, so it's murder. Rashi says something very difficult to understand. Rashi says it's Karov Leheter. The Rotzeach case is only Kiyotzei Bo because it's Karov Leheter, it's close to being Mutter. How's it close to being Mutter when you could be Matzel Bechad Meivarev? How's it close to being mutter? It's murder. The Brisker Rav discusses this in Perek Aleph Meretzeach Halacha Yud Gimel. So the Rambam writes here in the first Perek of Meretzeach Halacha Yud Gimel that b'yachal ha'atzil v'lo atzila reza shofech damim. That if somebody could save and he doesn't save, so he's considered a murderer and he's chayev misa. So therefore you see from the Rambam he's not considered mamish rotzeach because the Beis Din doesn't kill him. But we still don't understand that, you're right, okay, so that's only kiyotze bo. But even a treifa, somebody kills somebody who's going to die or he ties him up, ain Beis Din meimisim, so that should also be a kiyotze bo. And not only that, the Rambam argues with the Rambam says in the case of the Rodef Nerag, so writes the Torah in Choshen Mishpat and Tavchaf Hei. So if that's the case, Harei Chayev Misa Gam Yisrael. So even a Jew is chayiv misa according to the Rambam. So how's that kiyotze? Well, it's mamish ritzicha. So there where it's mamish ritzicha, you only say it's kiyotze bo. And in the other cases where Yisrael is pater, those aren't considered kiyotze bo. Why aren't those cases that are similar to murder that are not mamish murder? So basically the bottom line is why doesn't the Gemara bring down all the cases of the Rambam? These would all be classic kiyotze bo cases, and the one case the Gemara does bring down is not even such a kiyotze bo. That's mamish, according to the Rambam, that's mamish ritzicha. It's not even a kiyotze bo. So in order to understand this, we have to first understand the din of Hariga. We have to explain the din of Hariga Su'ubar b'ben Noach v'Yisrael. And that's going to be our avod. The Tosas in Sanhedrin, the Tes Amar Aleph, the Ibar Maschel Lecha, Chulam Amar Gimel Amar Aleph, the Ibar Maschel Echad, they write, b'chiv ben Noach b'Ugrin, that there's no problem of Mi'ika. We have a rule that whenever something is mutter for a Jew, it can't be usher for a goy. So how is it possible that a goy is not allowed to kill an Ubar, and a Jew is? So the answer is that you're right, a Jew isn't killed for killing an Ubar, it's not a capital offense, however, it's still Aser. So for a Jew it's Aser, and therefore it makes sense also that for Ben Noach it's Aser. In the Tshuvas Beis Shlomo, and the Achiezer, and the Chelek Gimel Siman Samechei, they write, Mipashis Divrei Atosis, that's the Makor L'Iser Yisrael. That's the Makor, how do you know for a Jew it's Aser? From the fact that a Ben Noach is Chayev, and it's not Shaykh that a Ben Noach should be Chayev if a Jew isn't. Yachiezer says that according to the Tanakhama that we see in the Gemara and in Zayin Amid Beis, that he argues with Yehuda and he's Mechayiv ben Noach al Ubrim, there's no Isser for Yisrael. That according to the Tanakhama who says that Ben Noach isn't Chayiv al Ubrim, he argues with Yehuda who says that Ben Noach is Chayiv al Ubrim and holds Ben Noach isn't Chayiv al Ubrim, there's no Isser for Yisrael, because the only Makor for the Yisrael is the Isser Ben Noach. If there's no Isser Ben Noach, there's no Isser for Yisrael. And so is Mashman, Rebbe Tosu, Rebbe Kiva Eger, La'olos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. He writes on the Mishnah that says that if a woman is having trouble giving birth, before the head comes out, then you're allowed to terminate the pregnancy. And you take him out limb by limb. The Rambam, he says that it's Mitam Rodef. The reason you're allowed to take out limb by limb is Rodef. Says Rebbe Kiva Eger, why does the Rambam have to come on to Rodef? Just say you're allowed to kill the Ubar. And the answer is that a Ben Noach is not allowed to kill an Ubar, even though Yisrael isn't killed, and therefore you have to come on to the din of Rodef. What does Rabbi Kiva Eger mean? What is he talking about Ben Noach? A Ben Noach is not allowed to kill an Ubar, and Yisrael isn't killed for killing an Ubar, so you need to come on to the din of Rodef. What does Ben Noach have to do with anything? So it's mashma that he's learning that a Ben Noach is not allowed to kill an Ubar, and therefore a Jew is also not allowed to kill an Ubar. But a Jew is not Nerek for killing an Ubar. And therefore, since it's Aser, even though he's not killed for it, but it's Aser, you need to come onto the Din of Rodef to allow you to kill the Ubar, to terminate the pregnancy when the baby is endangering the mother. So again, it's mashmah that the Makor for the Iser of a Jew to kill an Ubar is the fact that a Goy is not allowed to kill an Ubar. It's not. But it's not mashma like that in Tosus. Tosus says, "I mi ikamidi. How's it usher for a goy and mutter for a Jew?" And the answer, no, it's usher for a Jew. So the mashmos isn't that it's usher for a Jew because it's usher for a goy. It was usher for a Jew because usher for a goy, the kasha wouldn't have even started. And then what's the teretz? It's usher for a Jew. Azan udanin. Maybe it's not usher for a Jew, and you say miika midi, that it's, how could it be not usher for a Jew, and yes, usher for a guy? So b'chal, there's no mashmos, and the mashmos of Tosis is not like the Achronim learn, that the makor for the isser to kill an ubar is the fact that it's usher for a guy, male, it's also usher for a Jew. The makor was mika midi, then that's what Tosus would have said. That the haguf is the makor. Tosus doesn't say that. The fact that it's also for goy is also also for a Jew. Not like the Achronim. So again, what's the iser for Yisrael to kill an ubar that Tosus says that it's aser? So the Chemdes Yisrael talks about that over here. We have another kasha. Tosis in Nida, famous Tosis Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Divur Maschil Iyu, writes V'meisa Imo, that if the mother dies, the ubar is still considered an ubar, and one is chayev, and one is not chayev for killing the ubar, even though the mother died. And you would think that now the baby is already not considered an ubar; it's not a fetus anymore, because there's no longer a mother who's pregnant with him because the mother is dead. Nevertheless, if somebody kills this fetus, he's not chayev. And then they ask, and if you say that it's mutter to kill the ubar b'meisa imo, and he's not considered like he's munach b'kufsa, like he's in a box, so if you, you hold that it's mutter to kill the ubar, so then why are you mechal Shabbos? You see in Erchin you're mechal Shabbos. So it must be that it's Aser to kill the ubar. And the fact that you're Mechal Shabbos to save the baby, it must be that it's Aser to kill the baby. And they say, nevertheless, Mishum Pikoach Nefesh, you're Mechal Shabbos, even though it's Mutter to kill the baby. Because you see that a Gosei Spidei Adam, if somebody is dying because of the suffered an injury at the hand of a human being and then they're on their way to die, if somebody kills him, it's pater, because Rov goes sim lemisa. And nevertheless, your Mechal Shabbos is still to an ubar, even though your Mechal Shabbos is to save an ubar, but it's still mutter to kill the ubar, just like by a goses, bidei adam. Hargo pater, but nevertheless, your Mechal Shabbos is to save him. So twice Tosis writes that ubar mutter lahargo, which is quite shocking. So is the Lashon of the Rosh, Erchand Av Zayin. Ayin Shem, Shita Mekubetzis Oz Hei, Kekushis HaTosis Benida, V'Teirutzam, the Yayibitz in Nida, Beis Shlom, the Achiezer, we mentioned, the Beis Yitzchak, and Yoradei Chelik, Beis Yomakov Samach Beis. So they, these Svarim ask, how is it possible that for us it's Mutter, and a Ben Noach is killed for killing an Ubar? But for us it's permitted to kill an Ubar. How can that be? Mika Midi. How could it be that it's permitted for us and aser for them? Akopanim, you see, Tosis uses the lashon of mutter lara gubar. Mitzbeis and Sanhedrin and Tess asks, and when it says in the Gemara Erchin Dav Zayin, Aishi Yatze Lahar Gein Mamtina La Chetele, the Gemara says Pshita Gufu, if a woman is going out to be killed, you don't wait for her until she gives birth. As the Gemara Pshita, of course you don't wait for her to give birth, it's her guf. But the question is, what's the Gemara's Pshitas? There's an Isser Bahariqas Hayelet Shalonis Chayiv Misa. How is it Pashat that you're allowed to kill this Uber? He says, you don't wait for her to give birth. If she's going out to be executed, you don't wait for her to give birth. Gemara says Pshita, of course you don't wait for her to give birth. Why is it so Pashat? You're not allowed to kill the Uber. So he writes that since the baby hasn't yet been born, ein b'zeh nidnut klal. It's not a problem because the baby hasn't been born. And the Rana already writes in the Mishnah, ein mamtina l'achateleid, not because ubar ziyarech imo. You don't wait for her to give birth. Not because the ubar is part of the mother, not because the fetus is part of the mother, but since she's mechuyevus misa, you don't make her wait with the din. You carry it out immediately. Ulevlad came in shleitz every alodim chayshina. We see the same thing as we saw before from the mitzvah, that the vlad, since you the Ran's obviously in a much earlier source, the vlad, since it hasn't yet come out to the avir olam, we're not worried about killing the vlad. So ask the Achiezer, so if we're not worried about killing the vlad, then how's it also for ben noach? If for us it's okay, then why is it also for ben noach? Tosis is on a hedger, pay on the bays, divar maskal la ubar, writes Kekushis HaGemara Pshita. What's the kasha of the Gemara Pshita? He says that since the chiyus of the Vlad, since the life of the Vlad, the vitality of the Vlad, is tali be'aim, Habe kenigmar din shneim lahariga. It's like both of them are chayav as misa, chayav and misa. They have a gmar din that they're supposed to be killed, but it's not because uber yerachim. It's not because the fetus is part of the mother. The gmar is pshita is because they're both chayav misa. And they're running chulin is docha this, because if it's true that they're both chayav misa, how come after the mother gives birth, then we don't kill the baby? If the baby was chayav misa because it was inside the mother, when the mother didn't act that she was chayav as misa, then why don't you kill the baby after the baby is born? So it must be the baby's not chayav misa. However, you see from Tosis and the Ran that if Ubar was Yerech Ima, we'd understand. This is all because Ubar is Lav Yerech Ima. They were bad that if Uber is Lavi Erechimo, then if the Uber is not part of the mother, then how do you kill the Uber? But if Uber was Yerechimo, then everything would be fine. We understand it's part of the mother. That's very difficult to understand. Is the Isser at Sichov and Uber contingent upon the din of Yerechimo? And according to the Mandamra, Uber Yerechimo, a Ben Noach is not Neragalov? And if you hold Ubar is Yerech Imo, would you say that a Ben Noach is not killed for killing a fetus? Because it's really part of the mother. Since it's part of the mother, so then maybe a Ben Noach shouldn't be killed. It's Yerech Imo. It's like one of the limbs of the mother. Can that be? So why did? Of course not. So why do these Rishonim understand that if Uber is Yerech Imo, we understand how you kill the fetus? Tell me, even if Uber is Yerech Imo, you wouldn't be allowed to kill the fetus. We also have to understand the Tosis and Nida. How is it possible that it's Mutter to kill an Uber? And mitzad sheni, you do pikuach nefesh, you're mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. If you're allowed to kill it biyadayim, how are you docha isser Shabbos to save it? You're allowed to kill biyadayim, but you're docha isser Shabbos to save it. Doesn't make sense. Chavos Yara talks about this in Siman Lamed Aleph, Moshe Feinstein in the Sefer Zikaron of Chatzkel Abramsky, and the raya they bring from a gosis bidei adam, that the gosis bidei adam. That if a person's on his way to dying, so yesh bo mishu b'koch nefesh, your machal Shabbos to save his life, but if one kills him, one is in chayiv. Yeah, but let's look at the din of treifa. We know the din of treifa is that one is chayiv misa l'shamayim. If one kills a treifa, somebody who's got an illness that's going to cause them to die soon, so he's chayiv misa l'shamayim, like it says in the Rambam. Perek beis meiratzecha l'chazayim b'lachaches. V'hu kechay gamur l'chol davar. Chutz mechir v'tzicha, he's completely alive. So you're right, you're chayv misa l'shamayim. If you kill him, so it's not mamish v'tzicha, but other than that, he's considered completely alive. And you're mechal Shabbos to save him. So what's the raya for an ubar? We want to say that for an ubar, you could be mechal Shabbos. But an ubar is not considered a. It's mutter larogoso. You're not allowed to kill a treifa, and you're not allowed to kill a goses either. You're not allowed to close the goses' eyes. Them you're not allowed to kill, so it makes sense. You're mechal Shabbos to save them. But an ubar, according to Tosis, you're allowed to kill. It says mutter. There's no iser at all to kill him. So how? What's a svar that you could be mechal Shabbos? So that kash is asked by the Stechemet and others. Pasadim, Arechas Aleph, Palman Beis, and the Sefer Meinida, and the Sechas Nida over there, and the Achiezer. So that's the first leg in our journey, and Amir Tzashem. In the second leg, we will see no more kashas, and then we will get to the resolution, Amir Tzashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.